Thanks for tuning in this brand new month of December to the good stuff as we count down the days until Christmas now. And so we should give a countdown, like how many shopping days until Christmas?
Oh, let's not start that yet. Oh. That's so much pressure.
I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and that they ended up getting out on Black Friday and on Shop Small Town Saturday this past weekend to support your local businesses. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us here in Cherry County in 2026, whether it's the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament on January 23rd and 24th, the Bull Bash, and the, what else do we have going on? Oh, Valentine's Day. Yeah,
it is Valentine's Day. That's right.
Don't forget that. That's February 14th. All those celebrations and Old West Days will be coming up here this spring as well. So check it out at visitvalentine.com.
It can be a great Christmas present. Let everybody know on Christmas Day, this summer, we're heading to Valentine.
Going to Old West Days or something else.
Yeah, that's right. Anytime. Tri-State Livestock News. You get it all with Tri-State Livestock News. You get livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and a lot more. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You can subscribe, get your paper coming weekly. Go to tsln.com.
What are you going to share for the good stuff today? Did you pick out something phenomenal for us?
Well, of course I did. I've got a love story. How's that sound?
A love story.
Yeah, the story begins in 2009 when Brenda was trying to text a new friend an uplifting Bible verse, but she accidentally typed in a number that belonged to someone she didn't know. His name was Isaiah. The message read, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition and vain conceit." I got a reply back saying, "Amen to that. Who is this?" Brenda, 36 at the time, thinks, and I'm like, "Oh, it's Brenda." Isaiah wrote back, "We've never met, but by the looks of your text, I can see that you love God. That's awesome." Brenda apologized to the stranger for bothering him, but Isaiah wanted to keep the conversation going and asked if he could call her sometime. The next day, her phone rang. It was Isaiah. When she didn't answer, Isaiah came through and left a voicemail. In the message, he said that the Bible verse Brenda sent had lifted his day and made him smile. I could just tell he was very genuine, so I decided, okay, I'm going to call him back, Brenda says. He answered right away. During that first chat, Brenda revealed that she lived in Georgia, but her mom and sister resided in Ohio, about 50 miles from Dayton, where Isaiah was based. After the call, the two added each other on Facebook. At the time, Isaiah had a shaved head. I pictured myself with a dark-skinned, curly-haired, Spanish-speaking guy who loved salsa dancing. Basically, the opposite of him, she says. Isaiah was bald and he didn't know how to dance. Brenda says she quickly fell in love with Isaiah, despite them being physically apart. They would talk on the phone for hours. Then she arranged a proper lunch date for her mom and Isaiah. Isaiah was all for it, Brenda says. When the meal was over, Brenda asked her mom to rate Isaiah on a scale of 1 to 10. She gave him an 11, which Brenda says was so out of character for her mom. She was like, "You're going to marry this guy." Brenda Riviera Stearns and Isaiah Stearns will celebrate their 16th anniversary. Coming up, the couple have parents of 6 children. "I love us so much. Sometimes I just look at our children and my husband and I wonder what I did to deserve all of this." Calling Isaiah the perfect partner, Brenda adds that while he now has a full head of hair, he still can't dance.
Oh, hasn't learned that trait yet.
That's right.
All right. I have a blonde joke. Maybe you've heard it before, maybe not. I don't know. Let's see. So this blonde gets a job as a physical education teacher of 16-year-olds. She notices a boy at the end of the field standing all by himself, while all the other kids are running back and forth around having fun kicking the ball. She takes pity on him and decides to speak to him. "You okay?" she says. "Yes," he says. "You can go and play with the other kids, you know," she says. It's best I stay here," he says. "Why's that, sweetie?" said the blonde. The boy looks at her incredulously and says, "Because I'm the goalie." She might have to brush up on her soccer and physical education techniques.
I think that might be very true. Let me close with this. I've lost my mind. I'm pretty sure the kids took it.
Might be. If you have something to share on the good stuff, you know how to do that. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for more of the good stuff.